Blog Talk Radio.
And they wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans. And I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless.
I got love for my homies, members of the low. United we stand, squashing all deadly forces. Been to hell, could have spent eternity there. All the bad shit I done, I should still be there. Juggalos, can you feel me? Worldwide, worldwide. With a hatchet straight out the loaded pod. Always got your back till the end, screaming Juggalo. Dark loaded, psychopathic, that's the way it goes.
So many people in the matrix, I alone, hey. Not me, my soul belongs to Juggalos, they keep me going when I'm down and out. I pick the phone up, drop them a line, and hear them shout, saying twisted is the shit, and I'm down with the clown. Dark loaded for life until I'm dead in the ground. I give a death to all my homies and killers who get it started. All my Juggalos always represent for the departed.
Yeah.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Six individual pedals, four for one stem. They tryna ride the wave and they'll follow any trend. Cause we extend from the dirt, filth, grit and grind. Make a bind, Juggalo minds, the crush makes them shine. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. Let the wagons of the dark carnival show you different worlds. Any hoes brought a Juggalo, sort of hatchet, tell them come suck on your dick. Recycle
passion. All my life I've been living it all alone. I'm like a king with no people and no crown or a throne. And what I'm speaking on is what I'm feeling like. Do you know what it's like to feel the warmth of the sunlight? I'd really like to know, cause I've been chilling in the dark for so many years that I question love in my heart. I hate everyone and I hate everything except for all the Juggalos and all the love that they bring.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Here, I'm gonna make myself clear. It's the L family, Juggalos, right here. Yeah. You could take away my mic, you could take away this light, but the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. We eternal, past the earthly bullshit. Dogs on another level, can you feel this? It's twisted, blade, and ICP. And if you fucking with my dog, for you D.I.E.
If it wasn't for Shaggy, my shirt would still be baggy. I wouldn't be fat, I'd still be hungry and crabby. We used to buy our own records at the store, so they would think it was a hot seller and order more. But we built a team, killers with the same dream. We couldn't reach the top, we stayed B-level like Charlie Sheen. Finally realized we'll always have the Juggalos. I'll never give another second to the mother hoe.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo.
I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 yeah. Juggalos is priceless to me.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo.
Yo, good motherfuckers, welcome to Juggalo Ride Radio with your host, Tavik Cools, Gil G. Get up and join us very shortly. I'm finished, and I'm still watching parts of Raw since I fucking missed lots of it. But, either way, motherfuckers, we're gonna go on another track. And I think we are gonna go with Tech N9ne. I love you, but fuck you.
Welcome to Killer 2.
In my brand new Benz, thinking about my so-called friends. And why should I make amends when they cross the Nina and sin? Again and again and again. I love them dearly, but hear me, they burn severely. I'm weary to the point that I really don't want not one of them, none of them near me. Dear, trust you, but what's new for real? Yeah, I love you, but fuck you for real.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Met you at a rock show. November, no Octo. Pictures then locked yo, numbers and then got low. Called you up a lot though, found out that you not ho. Several trips to my show, shot me with your crossbow. We used to kick it in packs, whites and blacks, triple stacks and fat sacks. We matched, we relaxed the kiss, but I never twisted. She wished for the better, mister. I mixed the lady with my kid, brother, then miss. She became my sister for a minute, but then my lady started receiving that snitch. By the nigga on tour, you wanna be the reason that split. You started believing that bitch in San Jose. You grip with a damn Jose. You flip, like a man won't stay. No trip, never send your pay. We did, used to play for you. Even used to pray for you. Never that, cause you wanted to spit in my face. Now it's up, 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 and away for you. I hate this. I was real, so why fake shit? You lost us, so go fuck them bitches on MySpace, sis.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Every show was a different face, but these two were from a distant place. Follow my tour, got a quick embrace. Never would have thought I had to get in space. Father and daughter, love me to death. Never cared that blood be the dead, just love and attach. Shrugged the regret. When I found out, Papa kinda had the husband effect. Everybody seen it, but I didn't believe it. Everybody got it, but never did I receive it. His dream was for me to fuck Miss Sting. But she looked 15, baby girl was 19. But instead of giving a dick, I'd rather give her ice cream. Now I'm tripping, cause her pops just try to auction her off. But it turns out that he was knocking her
off, I had to stop and I coughed. Cause stepdaddy turned out to be the boyfriend. Guess he was getting him a little bit extra when he brought the toys in. Y'all lied to me, did it fuck with the Nina show it did. Y'all made me question what your motive is. Don't cry, Allie, but my temper was flared and scared. Also to see your guest, I see you in the crowd like, where's Waldo?
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
I wrote this carefully.
Ooh.
I love you cause you married me. When I needed therapy, let me move in with you. Be my wife, you wasn't scared of me.
But fuck you because you say, if you don't get a job today, better kick rock, wasn't hard to say when you knew what rap my heart away.
I love you cause you sexy, love you cause you're beautiful. Love you cause way back in the day you thought that I was suitable.
But fuck you, you treated me stupid and conceitedly. I wasn't very smart for the genius you wanted me to be.
I love you cause you're strong, I love you cause you're real. Because you forgave me when I cheated and popping pills.
But fuck you for bringing up shit that happened years ago. Chances of us getting back is gonna take a miracle.
You live in the past, I'm giving the gas and cash. How many niggas do that without you giving the ass?
And I asked you what other nigga would step up for the love to give up. She's in the house for you and the kids and even for your brother nigga.
Enjoy the dough you get, cause I don't owe you shit. You was unhappy with me so you split. You need to show me some love, ma. And I don't mean that I wanna fuck you, just acknowledge me taking care of you. Because I
love you but fuck you. I love you but fuck you. I love you but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you but fuck you. I love you but fuck you. I love you but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you but fuck you. I love you but fuck you. I love you but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you but fuck you. I love you but fuck you. I love you but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Verse 1. I ain't never spoke nothing but highly about you. And you gon' believe a bitch you ain't never met. That's hardcore shit, baby. Verse 2. I mean, y'all lied to a nigga. I mean, that was foul shit y'all did, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all motive was, but it hurt me real bad because I trusted you, motherfucker. Verse 3. I know I fucked our marriage up, but you can't live in the past. You either gotta let that shit go or let me go.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
What's going on?
Not much. Switching up.
What?
I said switching up.
Switching up what? Now you gay?
No, fuck no. Nah, man, I'm switching from my mom's laptop down to the desktop.
Let's see. So, did you see Rey Mysterio come back and get injured?
No, not yet.
Damn, nigga. You should just watch the end and then go back.
I should. Come on, Cat. I remember him.
Who's that? Oh.
Why did Cat always get kicked out?
Nita!
Because I don't really want her in my room. I don't want my entire room covered in fur.
Why would your entire room be covered in fur?
Because these cats shed like crazy.
But all over your room, though?
Most of my clothes are black.
No, I had no idea. So, I see the Usos finally have a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Has it been there for how long now?
Yeah, and somebody in the crowd finally got an Uso t-shirt because they threw it out there. Somebody threw it.
Yeah. Okay, Cat, out of my room. Hold on.
Come here.
I said come here, not go behind my TV. Man, I need like a string or something.
Man, what the hell, man? You've never had troubles with your cats while you were on here. But now all of a sudden this cat is showing up.
Yeah, because the cat wants to be in my room. And I don't want her in my room.
After like 5 years, man, this cat is showing up now.
If I could find a fucking string type thing, I can get out of my room.
Come out?
No.
You know, you ignore her right now. Let's just go downstairs for now. She will go down. She will come down.
Yeah, but I want to shut my door, though, too. Right now, she's trying to get into my closet. Different here. Let me get up onto the soundboard. Play a track. Maybe I can go grab her and just toss her out of my room.
Jeez.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. But, oh yeah, so just so you know, they changed up things with fucking... play officially on Bumble.
Yes, I saw that shit earlier.
Yeah, so what do you think about that?
I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's annoying. That's what it is.
Yeah, it looks pretty dumb.
Yeah, unfortunately we can't use the JRR intro.
Why the hell not?
Because they stop, because like we're doing it, the fucking startup audio, it stops. At Insane Clown Posse. It doesn't even go to the J's. It stops at the I's, not the J's.
The hell kind of shit is that?
Fuck am I, though? Man, blame Blog Talk.
And I see they show you how many listeners we have now and how many people downloaded it right there.
Yeah.
Somebody downloaded, like, that one episode on there, whatever. Like, four people downloaded it. I was like, what fucking episode was that?
I don't know. But let me go into a track here, because I'm going to get my damn cat out of my room.
Wonderful.
So, here we go with Dark Lotus, Black Rain.
I can see the earth starting to shift inside out. No trace of the moon since the face burnt out. Watch the rain fall down, hard and heavy. Dark black like dirt, but it will burn severely. You could call it the body of the lotus. Hand of the magical, super unnatural, keeping you focused. If the rain didn't get you, then you're here for a reason. To spread the word to the world that the pot is unseated.
You can hear the thunder clap, the full moon gleaming like the eyes of a cat. The dark lotus is back, bitch. And you can feel the ground pulsating. And all the haters start hating, but it's all been anticipated. And we've been waiting till the timing is right to get to bombing on you bitches who misguided the light. And anybody who don't get it, get the fuck out my sight. Bitch, I ain't explaining, I'm just claiming your life.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
You can tell there's something going on, take a look around.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
Arms spread to the lotus cross, holding it down.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I don't know why.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I may never know why,
I'm sick of running chainsaw blade all down your throat and fucking out of your ass. I cut your body in half, I gotta be bloody. Need somebody blood on my body, I need to be the bloodiest. My bloody buddies and hotties, I'm about to murder for the lotus. Black raining falls upon it. And I don't need no more therapy, I know who I am. And I don't like it played through your brain, through your kablam.
I sit alone speaking with the head of a raven. He sat there and told me why my life's worth saving. So I shot him in the face and I shot myself. After he said that they're trying to turn the kingdom into hell, I was appalled. Put his head in my burlap sack and just then black rain hit me in the back. I saw raindrops that look like black blood. I'm falling all over the neighborhood.
And here it comes now.
Black raindrops keep falling.
can tell there's something going on. Take a look around.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
Arms spread to the lotus cross, holding it down.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I don't know why.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I may never know why,
A new age, a new time. Now that the planets are aligned, imagine the lotus sign. Imagine the broken minds just waiting to be fixed.
With the petals of the lotus, you can answer all that shit.
We the unstoppable force, all you haters, of course. Armed with the fury and the family is the power source. Making red clouds filled with black rain sewed up until they become too heavy and burst and ice show up.
Maybe this stupid ass ain't hard. It's a pod, little bitch, hit me back like a message bird. Lift your chin face to the sky's black rain. Palms out, feet are singing, let your soul get drained. We don't give a fuck, like it or not. Lotus up in the mean shots, it all juggle low spots. I put a stain on their little blank pieces. Cause when we out, bitch, the black rain increases.
These black rain drops keep falling down.
You can tell there's something going on, take a look around.
These black rain drops keep falling down.
Arms spread to the lotus cross, holding it down.
These black rain drops keep falling down.
And I don't know why.
Raindrops keep falling down,
and I may never know why, know why.
Chase the pussy out of your room.
Yep, I threw her out of my room.
Please. First he switched things up at the beginning of the show, and now he's throwing the pussy out of his room. Something's going on tonight, and it's not for the better.
Daniel Bryan's an idiot.
Why is that?
Come on, man. We went to kick Luke Harper in the fucking head, and it said he attacked one member of the Shield before doing so.
So. Yeah,
I mean, come on.
That was a good match, man. I really didn't care who won.
That's true. I mean, but man, fucking, I bet you anything, fucking Cody Rhodes probably fucking either pissed himself or shit himself because being in the fucking corner of the Shield and the Wyatt, face down in the corner, and all you see is fucking Bray Wyatt in your face laughing at him, like, we're just fucking laughing at you.
No, that was just really funny.
Man,
and then you got Bray Wyatt just stumbling around all retarded and shit, man. I was like, that dude's fucking crazy.
Hell yeah. Man, I think what's even funnier is the fact that when the Shield and the fucking Wyatt almost went at it again with each other, Bray Wyatt's still there laughing at it. They're fucking laughing.
Pretty much every time that Luke Harper tagged himself in.
Exactly. Yeah, your Bryan's like a trillion. Really?
Man,
and Daniel Bryan, you do not want to be in that corner, dumbass. You should have tried to go in for your quarter.
Don't listen to the commentary, man, because throughout the whole fucking night they're saying shit they don't even know what the hell they're saying.
Yeah, like fucking Michael Cole calling a fiddle a fucking ukulele.
It's a good thing they know their instruments. And on top of that, what the fuck was that match? Like, you just got expensive fucking instruments and just said, hey, go out there and beat each other with these.
Well, apparently it was a Broadway brawl.
What I'm saying, like, they just got brand new, you know, instruments, and they just beat each other up with them.
Yeah, I think that was the point of the match.
It was so stupid. and I bet you, man, fucking Damian Sandow gets stitches off of that fucking guitar smash, man.
not just the guitar. Man, come on, man. He has like two drums, like two drums fucking smashed over his head.
Really? Really? That's what you're worried about? Drums that probably didn't even hurt him at all?
Now, I think it would have been better if fucking Dolph Ziggler, instead of using the fucking double J guitar, used the fucking electric guitar itself, that one, the fucking big heavy one that did that to fucking Damian Sandow.
Man, he used a fucking heavy ass guitar, man. That shit hit hard.
I think after this match, I may go back to the beginning. Here comes the shoot and wait all together. And now they're all going to start attacking each other. But how much you want to bet that fucking traditional 7-on-7 people's elimination match is going to be like 5 minutes?
Well, then now it'd be a waste of a match. That whole fucking pay-per-view now is elimination matches.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Because I think about it, man. Like, you know, like, normally a Divas match lasts, like, what, like 2 minutes?
But I'm saying, like, instead of just, you know, one elimination match at the pay-per-view there, now they got, like, three or four.
What's the other one?
They got the Divas match. And they got the Goldust and Cody Rhodes and the Usos and probably Rey Mysterio now versus the Real Americans and the Shield.
So they ended up changing up that matchup again?
Who was that other one? Well, then, of course, you got the tag team match. Daniel Bryan, CM Punk versus the Wyatts.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be elimination, though, will it?
No. All right, maybe there's just two matches.
What's fun out here?
Could have sworn there was three, but...
Nope, there's two.
But see, I told you, man, there was going to be a Divas match there.
Yeah. I just think it's funny how it's getting. What's even funnier is the fact that they're putting AJ and Caitlyn on the same team, and AJ and Caitlyn can't stand each other.
That's all right, man. You got to see all them bitches and some Daisy Dukes and whatnot. So it's all good.
Hell yeah. It'll be fun to see JoJo in a fucking match.
She was in a match before. She just never got tagged in.
Exactly. Now let's see if she has to get tagged in for this match.
Man, she has to get tagged in. It's an elimination.
But yeah, it's a you're right. The other one's a five-on-five elimination tag match.
Yeah, the mystery partner. Who do you think it's gonna be?
Man, what I think it's even funnier is the fact that like wasn't it like originally supposed to be Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus the Real Americans for the tag team titles?
That's going to be on Friday.
Wow.
Or should I say tomorrow?
Oh, man. But of course, they decided to bring back Rey Mysterio for this. He'll be injured again.
They bring back the smallest guy to take on these big-ass dudes and shit in the ring.
I mean, come on. At least bring somebody back that, you know, might actually help actually stand a chance for against the big guys in the ring.
Yeah, really.
I don't know, give a fucking Cody Rhodes, go to, and also give him, like, Mark Henry. Bring him back and give him Mark Henry.
Yeah, bring back the bold Mark Henry. That would have helped him a lot.
But no, they give him Rey Mysterio.
Or shit, even bring back Sheamus for him.
Yeah.
But no, we Like, yeah, Rey Mysterio. I was like, oh, shit, he's going to get injured. Here you go.
So when did they announce it was going to be Rey Mysterio? Like, at the beginning or the end?
And they didn't announce it at all, but it's a given. Because he showed up at the end of Raw right there.
And Daniel Bryan having a seizure. I mean, come on, like, have you noticed that with Daniel Bryan? Like, he's in the fucking ring trying to get pumped up, but yeah, he's shaking on the ground like he's having a fucking seizure.
I want to know why he keeps slick back in his hair.
I want to know why he keeps having a fucking seizure in the middle of the ring.
What the hell are you talking about?
Daniel Bryan, I can't. Like, every single time he starts firing himself up in the middle of the ring, his entire body's shaking like he's having a fucking seizure.
He's excited.
Apparently. But maybe he shouldn't have been having a seizure.
Well, Vicky Guerrero decided to faint a lot, so why not have a seizure?
Yeah. I saw that part. And the fucking, you know, and the funnier part is the fact that they literally rolled Vicky Guerrero into the ring.
Yeah. Well, the GMs, they didn't get off very lightly after their screw-ups last week.
Of course not. And kind of tap out. Man, you know, it's even funny is the fact that JBL was actually right. Fucking Vicky Guerrero didn't tap out. She was spanking AJ.
That's what they all do whenever they're in that move, man. They smack her ass.
Exactly.
It's probably what she tells him before she puts it in, man. I'm going to put you in a submission, or you just smack my ass.
Yeah, but it's funny because for the first time ever, fucking JBL actually fucking, you know, mentioned the fact that AJ's ass is getting spanked.
Yeah, well, I've seen that several times.
I think we all have, but this is the first time, you know, they've actually even mentioned it.
Well, I guess he was being a perv tonight.
Yeah, I guess he was just excited about it.
Guess Michael Cole got him excited.
Man, I don't think anybody knows who the fuck was legal in that match. But yeah, you're right though. That was definitely one of the best matches of them all in a long time. I mean, come on. I mean, especially the fact, you know, the Uso, not the Shield and the Wyatt kept imploding the entire fucking match. Like every single time, they kept trying to whoop each other's asses. And then here comes the real American.
I hate that they keep pushing them, man. Like, they're not even good.
Hell nah. Rey Mysterio limping to the ring, about to be injured.
It's not Rey Mysterio, it's Sin Cara.
But I think Sin Cara is taller than Ray.
He is.
GTS and Luke Harper. Easy there, King. You don't want to have another heart attack.
Man, they kept bringing that up whenever they were rolling Vicky Guerrero down. I'm like, look, King, it's your run.
I know, that was like the best shit ever. Like, I mean, come on, man. That's like the first time that you ever had anybody stretchered to the ring. They normally stretchered out from the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So what should we hear next? So I'm going to smoke a cigarette. Hopefully there's no skunks out this time.
Play Liquid Assassin, Out of My Mind.
You get down to it. There we go.
Wanna treat me like a maniac. Every single minute they be testing my patience and wanna see how my brain reacts. Yeah. Till I make a situation where everybody is facing another motherfucker doing the same react. Yeah. Push anybody to the limit, feeling pain. In fact, they gon' rage and snap. Plot to put somebody under blade to grass. Get the range is mad. Everybody in the middle of it gonna get their cranium cracked. From a Louisville bat, don't do a stadium blast. One swing cock back, I'm removing your cap. It's really all a game till I choose to attack. Cause a motherfucking scene in every room that we at.
Hey!
You can never understand it like cold walls.
Yeah.
If I do it, I'ma do it and show off.
Yeah.
Make them wish they never tested me. Find out where the exit be. Then regain my composure and take a load off.
Yeah.
So I can meditate just so I can regain my balance before I really cause my next episode.
Yeah.
So tired of people judging me, verbally pushing, shoving me. I'm about to lose it, I better leave before I let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And come through like an
F5. Yeah.
Set it off like a cyclone.
Yeah.
Feel I'm out of my damn mind, lost with a blindfold.
It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul, I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing. It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul, I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing.
Yeah.
Must be out of my mind.
Everybody always wanna know what I'm about. Listen to the lyrics and spinning and figure it out. He's so shy and quiet, my he's silent. Cause the fakest motherfuckers feel the need to shout. This world is filled with so much doubt and hatred. Bound to face it, trying to get about this matrix. Monetary enslavement. And if you try to fight the dollar power, get your face in the pavement. Making beats, playing keys for the people. So good, you would think that it's illegal. Give me a minute to whip up something vicious. And I'm gonna give you a finished product that's beautiful and evil. First look at my image and stature. Typical cracker mixed with a bit of a rap, a lyrical rap. Any will and air that I capture, the most important motherfucking skill I can master. In fact, I love it. When I feel the need, I'm gonna snap in public. And rapping numbs it. Put the pen to the pad, hand moves fast. Sometimes I really feel that I hover above it. And that's real, homie. In a room with a group of people and still lonely. All the haters debating whether they will fold me. Treat me like a central bank and make the world
go. It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul, I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing. It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute for a riot flow. Violent soul, hey! I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing.
Yeah, sick of motherfuckers trying to act cause they know me. You wanna dab me like homies and come attack and control me. You wanna trap me and hold me, you better back away slowly. I'm like a pack of coyotes, high on a pack of peyote. And wear the mask of a goalie, I'm turning back to my homie. And thinking bitches that I'm with are trying to fuck on my road dogs. If I can snap it on everybody, I'll end up all alone. Like a woman who just doesn't get blowjobs. So fuck all this, hold on and push this break shit. Homie got my father's anger and I cope with hatred. And I'm sick of all these bitches with they bitches. Little shit that try to comment on my music and my situation. Like I need a better manager, a booking agent. Where they give them a hit or wither in this vocation. I need to get a tan cause I don't look the race. I'd rather find a wood chip or I could put your face in. I'm sick of all the shit, I'd be different and get it with it and wicked. I'm sick of these bitches that figure that I can't nail them. I don't know shit about cars cause rather than teach me, pop smoke dope and listen to Van Halen. But I paid my debts, pain laid to rest. God and the devil always playing chess. Truth is I already made it cause my family see me change for the better. How do you gauge success?
It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute for I explode. Violent soul, I'm gonna leave before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing. It's like I'm running with my eyes just closed. I am so out of my mind as far as I can go. And I don't know, only gonna be a minute before I explode. Violent soul, I'm gonna
before I cause a motherfucking crime or thing. Must be out of my mind.
How about you? That shit's looking dope.
Yeah. Another good one off that new CD.
Hell yeah, I definitely agree.
I think it's funny they got Mr. K.A. in that song. He's
hell
that
yeah,
dude,
man.
That makes all those SoundClick beats.
Damn.
K.A.
Oh, he went from being making SoundClick beats to being on an actual track for one.
Yeah. I don't think he makes too many songs.
Probably not.
I think it's funny though, man, because usually you hear K.A. before the beat starts and shit.
Yeah, but this time you don't hear that.
Yeah, because they own the beat. That's where everybody else just steals dudes' beats.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, the dude does make some good beats, though. Can't deny that.
Yeah, why do you think I just said everybody steals his beats?
Hey, look, that basement light's still on.
You know what's going on down there?
Ray Mysterio
getting injured. They're slaughtering people.
Yeah, Ray Mysterio was getting injured again.
He's down there doing a 619.
Man, he probably
on a corpse.
Is.
He's like, booyaka, booyaka!
It's easy, Ray, they're dead. They don't speak Spanish.
That's not Spanish, though.
Well, you know, for most people that aren't used to hearing booyaka, they probably think it is Spanish.
Damn it, gringo.
So how about the fact that Cena fucking suckered in fucking Alberto Del Rio?
So is his arm not really supposed to be in a sling then?
I guess not.
I mean, clearly we know he's injured still, though. He's still healing.
I think he only wore that sling just to fucking sucker in Del Rio.
Yeah, just what we needed, him to bring Del Rio out and talk again. Woo! Thanks for that, Cena. As if we weren't bored enough with you.
Yeah, he had to make it worse by making it even more boring.
Yeah, bring out the stupid Mexican dude. We don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Man, I had to deal with a couple of them tonight at work.
Well, it's time to silencio.
Well, unfortunately, they weren't really talking. I told them they had to move their car because of the fact they were in a one person decided to park in a fucking fire lane. Well,
hey,
yes,
you're in the fire lane.
And then one of the dudes who clearly was a handicap decided to park in the handicap section. I told him he had to move his car.
I did that before. Some old lady gave me some weird look.
I don't doubt it.
Or like I parked in this one handicap spot one time because it was the only spot I could fucking find and shit. And then whenever I came back and the people saw me get in, they were all pissed. They're like, really?
Well, technically, if you don't have a handicap sticker, they could actually tell you too for that.
But the thing is, I do have one.
Oh, no, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, so they can give me all the evil looks they want.
I had absolutely no handicap stickers.
Although it was funny, man. This one time I saw this old lady run into this car and then just drive away. just in a parking lot, too. You know, she bagged up into the car, boom, and then just left.
Wow. Like I told him, he had to move his car. First word that came out of his mouth was, "Okay." I was like, "Oh, you're one of them no speaking English Mexicans."
You tell him to vamonos rápido. I can't even do it.
Rapide. Fuck, you mean rapido?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Rapido. Rapido.
But yeah, dude said what the fuck I was saying.
Move. Bitch, get out the way.
How about the fact that Warren kept whining and bitching at the Shield, that the Shield wasn't out there to help him?
Can I trust you?
Nope. So what the hell did they do to Kane, if anything at all?
They put him to sleep.
And all they did was put him to sleep.
I don't fucking know. I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, come on, because, you know, he was a part of that whole making handicap matches and shit like that last week.
That was last week. This is this week.
Yeah. But, you know, Maddox and Vicky made fucking handicap matches, and they got put in the matches. And, well, but they don't do shit to Kane.
Kane went to hell.
Yeah. Corporate hell. You know, suit and tie, and he's now the director of operations.
He's now John Laurinaitis.
Yeah. Said balder and ugly looking. I mean, you know, tonight's Raw wasn't that bad. For what I saw of it anyway.
Well, I missed Brad Maddox getting beat up by Randy Orton, I'm guessing.
Yep. So what did you think of Florida Georgia Line fucking performance?
I would like to point out that Michael Cole said they're going to be performing the song for Country Raw, and they sang a new song.
Well,
like, that's not the song we keep hearing. So I think somebody fucked up.
Probably.
I don't know. I like that Cruz song. That song they did tonight was alright.
And it's the return of the authority.
The return?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you know, last week they were on vacation, and now they're back.
Yeah.
So it's the return of the authority again. Yeah. Yeah, the last week, man, I think last week was pretty good because of the fact you had fucking Orton getting his ass kicked by the Big Show. We didn't have to put up a Triple H for Stephanie. And you had the fucking Shield and fucking the Wyatt fucking tearing each other apart. Having me blow my nose.
Jeez. So inconsiderate for the airwaves.
That's just, well, just us. There ain't nobody here with us.
What about the spirits?
Well, the spirits are having a wonderful Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah, Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving ain't until fucking next week.
Yeah, at Thanksgiving Eve, I don't even think that's a real fucking thing, but yet.
I'm just saying, it would be, I'm guessing it would be the night before Thanksgiving, which is not today.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, I don't think anybody's ever called it Thanksgiving Eve before. Until I, you know, went to my job, and I see the fucking time that we're open for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving Eve, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve. And I'm seeing Thanksgiving Eve. I'm like, the fuck is Thanksgiving Eve? Isn't it the day before Thanksgiving? Not Thanksgiving Eve?
Well, see, you still knew what it was, though.
Yeah, but still. Oh, well, that's fine with me, because the day after, we're closed. Well, day after Thanksgiving, we're closed. Christmas, we're closed. And those are the only times we're ever closed.
Wait, you're closed for Black Friday?
No, closed for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You just said the day after Thanksgiving.
No, day after, like, you know, Thanksgiving Eve.
So for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're closed for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those are the only two holidays we're ever closed. The only days we're closed are ever. Right?
And we're open
8 to 6 on New Year's Eve and 9 to 4 on New Year's.
Yeah, because all them people got to rush in there on New Year's, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck? Yeah, you know, it's actually funny because I think you guys actually have a fucking press right in PA.
I don't fucking know where it's at.
Yeah, you do. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them there. One in Allentown, one in Scranton, Bethlehem, Seacane, Harrisburg, York, and Reading. Or Reading.
Yeah, none of them damn places are close to me. I'd have to drive quite a while just to go there.
So, let's see, we're there, we're here, we're going to link Massachusetts, Maryland, New York, Rhode Island. Soon enough, we'll be everywhere. We'll take over. One city at a time.
Way you go. Way to go, DJ Khaled.
Oh, but I had to.
Or Akon, whatever you want to say.
Or DJ Akon Khaled.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work. This is not the Sonic commercial, okay? You're not putting words together.
Well, why not? Space people pull words together all the time.
Oh, Spanish people.
Yes.
The fuck did they say? What do they put together?
Spanish words.
Like?
Man, I don't know fucking too many Spanish words.
I guess that learning Spanish on the computer didn't go too well, huh?
I never finished. I did it like that one time. I was like, fuck this.
I'm glad to see you're dedicated.
Man, and Hungarian people are just fucking lazy as all hell, too.
Hungarian. Well, that's not random at all.
Man, I think what's funny is the fact that Hungarian people piss off fucking black people.
Why?
Because of the fact there's one Hungarian dude named Janos. He was originally outside doing carts, then they put him in produce. But everybody that's back there hates him. Especially the black people.
So the black people don't like Hungarians playing with their meat?
Well, he's not part of the meat department, he's part of the produce department. So he's playing with their vegetables.
Well, there you go. You're set up for that one.
But man, it's funny because of the fact Paul told the fucking dude to fucking sweep around the table. Dude sucked under one table and goes, me done.
Man, that's how Mexicans talk. What the fuck?
Well, apparently that's how Hungarian people do, too. Dude goes, me done.
Man, that person got the work ethic of me.
I do the same fucking thing, man. Fucking Paul fucking looked at the table, walked around the table, and pointed to him. See these tables? Clean those. And it's really funny is the fact that apparently the dude... Could I get Paul told him to go get something from the back. You know, I think it was like potatoes or something like that. Dude came back with a fucking broom and a dustpan.
Close.
Not even. And he just started sweeping the carpet. Like, Paul was just looking at him like, what the fuck?
Well, it's a good thing you got the potatoes.
Yeah. I guess it's a good thing that the customers don't really need them.
Well,
there you go.
If he wasn't going to work his shit, why the hell did they put him back here?
Fuck of auto. There you go, ghetto. A Miley Cyrus twerk foam finger twerking dance as seen on the VMAs.
They're selling a foam finger.
Yes, so Miley Cyrus. Twerking.
What the fuck? I don't ever want to see her twerk.
Yeah, here's a funny thing. Here's the fucking description for the thing. It says, drop some jaws. Race more than just eyebrows with this outrageous foam finger. A replica of a certain former teeny boppers, form of certain scandalous award show performance. We know you want it.
You know. So how about listening to the radio earlier? They were talking about how Taylor Swift got back with her ex-boyfriend. that dude from One Direction or whatever, after making that song, Never Ever Getting Back Together, about that guy, and now they're getting back together. Way to ruin that fucking song, Taylor, you dumb bitch.
Exactly.
Like, that station, I swear, they kept playing, you know, songs, people breaking up and getting back together. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. Like, seriously, you got to break up just to get back together again?
Because then fucking Miley Cyrus came on his bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck? Fucking radio.
Yeah. I can definitely say that that's one of the good things about, fucking the radio, though. Like you ain't gonna worry about seeing her fucking twerk.
Now, see that one video she did, man, with her in them white pants. I mean, that was all right, but then like her twerking all over the fucking place is just ridiculous.
Exactly my point.
But having sex with that Barbie doll in that video too, that was just weird. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. That bitch is just retorted. X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah. Ultimate Alliance 2. I'll check out that game one of these days.
So did you see your boy Morphin Time debut on Raw?
Wood. Oh, that holy shit, they finally decided to put him on fucking the main roster.
Yeah. He reminds me of Superbird, man. He's all goofy and shit, man. Dancing all weird.
I was going to say, the Superbird goes yelling out, it's Morphin Time in, like, the middle of the road or something like that?
No, but he is a goofy motherfucker, though. And he's a black guy.
Now, here's a game I'm gonna end up trying to get one of these. Maybe I know I'm going to get paid. Deadpool.
Yeah, that game's been out for a minute now. I don't know, man. I've never really gotten to that, dude.
Yeah. It's funny because of the fact, one of the scripts that they gave it says, let's get some action. I made sure to capture all my good sides, so I made my game a third-person action shooter. Yep, you get a look, and it's like, quote, you get a look at my hiney. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. That character just seems very weird.
There he is. It goes, X-Men groupies, keep a lookout for me, because some of my X-Men pals, well, what pals, are making an appearance. Insane combat. I'm really good at killing. So I made a blast stringing together combos and totally eviscerating my enemies. Weapons galore, I've dropped my skills and a buttload of my favorite things, katanas, guns, explosives, duct tape, quack. And of course, yours truly, me. The fuck?
The hell does he have katanas for?
I guess I don't know. But he apparently uses the katanas now.
It's more of like a trick weapon.
But that's what my plug is this game, but my question is, why the fuck does he have duct tape for?
I guess to go along with his cocky persona. And I guess being kinky.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know the story behind Deadpool, so I couldn't tell you. No.
There we go. I can get this game for fucking PC download.
For your computer? thought it was for, like, PlayStation.
PS3, Xbox, computer, PS3, digital down, digital code. So they have, like, a few different varieties of it. I think they should bring this back out as like, in, like, a PS4 version as well, because, we know they're going to end up coming out with PS4 versions of a lot of these games again. Because, you know, PS3 games aren't going to be working for PS4.
So let's see. A Walking Dead game comes out today. Haystack and Jelly Roll CD comes out today. I wonder which store is going to have that CD, though, if any. since people around here, you know, tend to not get very many copies of CDs.
Which album did you say it was?
Haystack and Jelly Roll. I think it's called Business as Usual. New CD dropping today.
Let's see.
Or wait, no, what is the name of that CD? I don't even fucking know. Yeah, it's got to be Business as Usual, yeah. The last one was Strictly Business.
Best Buy's going to have it.
Yeah, that's what the website and all that shit says. But is the store actually going to have it?
Store pickup coming soon.
Sad to say, the best bet for Haystack CDs would be FYE.
Yeah. But it all depends on if they're gonna have that in the store too.
Well, surprisingly, they had a few CDs in FYE that I wanted a few times. They had Cryptic Collection 4 in there. They had just recently the Forgotten Freshness Volume 5 in there.
Oh, yeah.
They had Stevie Stone, Rolling Stone CD in there. So sometimes they have, you know, the newer CDs.
Well, it's already in stock on FYE.com.
Yeah, man, Haystack, man, if that's even the real profile. I've been handing them out for free and shit all around the place. Giving them out to people with shows on the street and all that shit. Shit, give me a free copy, man. The fuck?
Hell yeah.
Give me a free copy, like, the dude at Target gave me a free pack of Oreos.
Why did he give you a free pack of Oreos for?
Mainly because they were in our cart, and then we checked out, and then I guess we never put them up there. And I was putting the cart back. Dude's like, hey, you forgot these. I was like, oh, all right. And then I walked away. So practically, you know, free pack of Oreos. I wasn't going to say nothing.
Then they made a really weird poster for fucking Survivor Series.
Which one?
Got the Wyatts on it, but Luke Harper and Eric Rowan have fucking alligators or crocodiles over their shoulders.
Yeah, I saw that. I got one somebody made of AJ for Survivor Series.
Hell yeah. Oh, this is weird seeing them with the fucking crocodiles over their fucking head, like over their shoulders.
Then you see the commercials that they did with that too.
That was just wow.
That's where they got the pictures from those commercials that they did like it.
Hey, Celtic music. This is what they got here on FYE.
Celtic music? What is that like? Irish music?
Yeah. You got Enya, Celtic Woman, Celtic Thunder.
Van Morrison, the Chieftain.
Yeah, that's what Havoc usually plays. Celtic Thunder.
The Irish Rovers. The Cranberries. I wonder what songs are going to be put as Cranberries here. Let's find out. Yeah, I didn't think, I never realized the Cranberries were a Celtic band, too.
I didn't realize that was even a band.
Yeah, the Cranberries, they did that zombie song.
Of course, that zombie song.
let me see if I can find it. YouTube. There you go.
Yep.
Three tires and brakes for life.
Fuck your tires, bitch.
Singing.
Yep. That's the Cranberries. Yep, that's the Cranberries. I never realized they were like Celtic music, that they were Celtic before until now.
Let's see.
There we go, Celtic Thunder Christmas. But, we can go to track, since there's no Thanksgiving tracks out there. All right,
there
holiday.
Is, that's essentially the one.
Riders in this motherfucker. The holidays? Shit. That means 12 days of fuck you. Riders for life.
Santa better bring me an Uzi and three clips. All my fans is probably right to the front of his fucking lips. I'm a rider, bitch. Play up on Cinder Block. Took his post car audio. I know this.
I'ma take it, always using a gun. Gone off eggnog and high as fuck. I caught Santa Claus slipping, so I shot him like what? Rudolph started dripping, so I shot his ass too. One quick shot to the head right through. Now I'm sitting in the sway, getting
fucked up with L. And that's a writer Christmas story I wanna tell.
Who in the fuck is this motherfucker right here?
Hello, little boy.
Hey, what the fuck you call my homie?
Naughty lips cause they bitches. December 24th, see him sneaking in the house. Drop a couple things off under the tree and then he's out. And I'm off to get my own shit flipping real quick. Fuck the stupid presents, all I want is the electronic. Pack my CDs, PSPs, and MP3s. Cell block, bitch, and I'm taking what I need.
It's the first day of Christmas and I ain't get shit. Now I'm on Craigslist and I'm putting out hits on a fat jolly pimp and a Del Click too. On Donna, on Blitz, and on this whole fucking crew. Pulling drive-bys on they gingerbread house. And when Buster ran out, I put the slug in his mouth. Riding off in a black truck, chrome slow chain. Miss Claus in my lap, taking licks on my candy cane.
Ho, 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 accepting donations. Maybe on your way out.
Oh, here, I got you right here.
Ow!
Give me the fuck, hey! Let it go, bitch!
Riders up, celebrate the holiday.
So why you ho, ho, ho?
To kiss the 12th king.
I'm a rabbit for your shit. I'm a rabbit for your shit. I'm a rabbit for your shit. And I don't care if it's Christmas.
Riders up, celebrate the holiday.
So why you ho, ho, ho?
To kiss the 12th king.
Kiss the 12th king. Kiss the 12th king.
So why you ho, ho, ho?
A black truck, black skis. I don't got a red nose, but a red dot. In the middle of your forehead, pop. I never miss my targets. I'm like Roddy Roddy Sniper. Skin Santa's blood. I'm a windshield wiper. I'm a rider. I sell crack at Christmas Eve. Fucking hoes counting money, loading guns and weed. I got two double barrels for your Christmas carols. Pointed out the mail slot, bitch. Don't get shot.
I'm in an all-black sleigh. Shining, dripping wet. Taking out some bacon army Santas with a tech. It might be Christmas Day, but I still gotta make my rounds. Rudolph's nose ain't right from cheesy cops about a pound. Christmas carols on the porch singing happy with glee. Up the cliff in the ooze, now I got all the money. I'm on a 12-day run on Eve 11. Hot leg turned Santa's brains to figgy pudding.
Riders up, celebrate the holiday.
So why you ho, ho, ho?
To kiss the 12th.
I'm a rabbit for your shit. I'm a rabbit for your shit. I'm a rabbit for your shit. And I don't care if it's Christmas.
Riders up, celebrate the holiday.
So why you ho, ho, ho?
To kiss the 12th.
Kiss the 12th.
You know, I think it's funny how at the beginning of Raw, when Triple H asked who does he think he's talking to, Orton ended up calling fucking Stephanie the WWE champion and the face of the company, not himself.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, wait, what? What you mean to say, Randy, is my wife.
Yeah, I mean, come on, they fucking Triple H didn't even correct them. He just goes, you mean our company.
Yeah. Fucking dumbass. Idiots.
But people think now apparently Stephanie's the WWE champion and face of the company now apparently then.
Well, she pretty much is the face of the company.
Yeah. And her boobs are definitely the boobs of the company.
Well, no shit.
Since her father paid for them.
It's true.
bud. Oh, now, at least now we know fucking Vince McMahon's a perv and incest, apparently. Daddy, can you buy me some new boobs?
Sure, here's the money.
Man, what are you talking about, man? We've known he's been a perv for the longest fucking time.
Yeah, but the fact that, you know, he actually gave in and bought his own daughter tits.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
I don't either. He probably fucking hangs over head all the time. Remember, Steph, I own your tits.
that's not awkward or anything. if he ever wants a refund, you can rip him out.
Exactly.
Straight up governor style, man. Just rip her fucking titties out.
Man, it'd be dope as all hell, like, if they decided to bring someone, like, from The Walking Dead onto the show as, like, a fucking special guest host or something like that.
Speaking of which, why the fuck do we need the Lisp to come to Raw next week?
I don't know. I mean, if they were smart and they could have any Lisp up on it, they should bring in ABK.
I'm just saying, that dude, that Michael dude, to bring it in next week, that dude got a fucking Lisp.
I don't know, fuck.
I don't understand why they're going to bring a dude next week. What the fuck makes him so important?
I guess the fact that, I don't know, John Cena gave him a WWE championship.
Out of here. They gave him a TV show. The fuck were you thinking, Regis?
Who knows?
Regis leaves and they get replaced with that. I don't know, man. I just don't like that, dude. He's just weird. You can't understand what the fuck he says.
That's true.
And we always fall into the gap whenever we get a look at him. So did you enjoy the Miz heel turn?
Man, that was fucking funny as all hell.
Did you see the Miz being the Miz?
Yes. That was just, I don't know, it's funny to the fact, you know, he just fucking came out of nowhere with it.
Was it out of nowhere? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I guess that's what Kofi gets for tagging himself in.
I guess. Not like it matters what the fuck the Miz does. I fucking hate the Miz.
And I bet you anything we're going to have a match at the fucking Survivor Series now. It's going to probably be
Kick
the
off.
Miz. Yeah. It'll probably be the Miz versus Kofi Kingston.
Yeah. We haven't seen that a million times.
And there's a shitload of fucking that we see. Like, we've seen it like a million times. I mean, you know, I mean, the thing, the first time we've seen fucking Cena versus Del Rio for a fucking title match.
Tired of seeing that. Del Rio just needs to go the fuck away, man.
Yes.
Send him back to NXT.
No. Don't even send him there. Send him to TNA.
Yeah, let them deal with him. You can go team with, like, Hernandez.
I think Hernandez has already teamed up with Chavo.
Chavo. Well, they can all form something.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see what happens for the kickoff match. Hey, look, I was right.
What?
Survivor Series kickoff, Kofi Kingston versus The Miz.
See, I told you it was going to be the kickoff.
Man, I told you it was going to be the kickoff.
No, you said it was going to be a match, and I said, watch it be the kickoff.
Man. It's funny, because like, I was just there at the fucking Wikipedia, and it must have just gotten added to it.
Oh, yeah? Does it tell you that Rey Mysterio is going to be the mystery partner, too?
Yep. Cody Rhodes, Goldust, The Usos, and Rey Mysterio versus The Shield and The Real Americans.
Jeez. And Aquaman.
I don't think Aquaman drinks green tea.
Chugs that water.
And the funny thing is, I've got like one more bottle of green tea, and I got like a bottle of water right next to me too.
You like living that storyline of one Disney movie, the 13th year, the dude was turning into a mermaid, and he just constantly drank water.
I don't even
that's
think
you,
that's
you, man. Are you turning into a mermaid?
I don't think so. Well, I don't even think I've seen that.
You're always so thirsty and just chugging down shit. That's what that kid was doing. But then he turned into a fucking mermaid. So maybe we found the problem.
Right now, I just want my green tea because I want these fucking bottle caps.
Why?
For the MyCokeRewards.com.
What rewards do you get with Coke? A deviated septum.
No, Coca-Cola, man, not fucking...
Anyway.
Yeah, but I'm always on... Like, any chance I get to have a fucking Coca-Cola, drinking, I make sure they have the bottle caps that way I get these fucking points.
Oh yeah, what about your other points for what was that one thing you had? Viggle or some shit.
Oh, well, Viggle's for the TV. This is for like Coca-Cola and shit.
Do you also play Monopoly at McDonald's?
When it's available, yes.
I knew it.
Hey, why not? It's worth it.
Do you play the lottery?
No.
Wow, that's surprising.
I just get fucking scratch-offs for my aunt and uncle for fucking Christmas.
That doesn't count for you.
Exactly.
Unless you take them and you scratch them off.
No.
Fucking hate lottery tickets. Never won. Sorry.
Maybe like a
free ticket.
Oh, there's a P there. I didn't see that P. Motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah. There you go. How many people want to kick some ass? Go ahead and play that song.
That was good. I'm about to kick this thing's ass. Gotta find it.
You still know who sings it, right?
Yep.
purpose.
Why?
How many people want to kick some ass? I used to be a nerd, grew up in the suburbs. Nothing there ever went wrong. I made it up in this song. I talk about the hood. Stuff like it's all good. Tell people I'm down with all the cool kids downtown. When I've never even been there. How many people wanna kick some ass?
I do.
And how many people stick a hole in their back?
I am.
Well, I am pissed off down. Another finger on her. Keep running, I still want her. You can put your hands up on her. You're a goner. A goner. But you can't rap. Loosen that strap a little more till your axe hits the floor. Flip off your fans, make them cheer. Try to look sincere. Anger's today's fashion, so sing another song about fashion. Someone head in. How many people wanna kick some ass?
I do.
And how many people stick a hole in it back?
Kane, they didn't punish Kane, but Kane decided to drag fucking Brad Maddox to the ring. Bud. But it, what's even better is the fact that it was Brad Maddox versus Randy Orton in a no disqualification match.
Coming up tonight.
Man, I think we all saw that one coming soon, though. The man fucking Curtis Axel drops fucking Paul Heyman. He loses the fucking title.
Yeah. Fuck him anyways.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, come on. We all know the only reason he had that title was he kept that title was because of Paul Heyman.
Yep.
He put him by himself, he can't do jack shit.
So did you see that South Park episode from Black Friday?
No.
So it's funny as hell. They were fighting over which gaming system they wanted to get, Xbox One or PS4.
What did they get?
They didn't get anything. But it was funny, man, that they were like, they're releasing a new Elmo doll. Oh, no. It was called Stop Touching Me, Elmo.
What the fuck?
Have you ever been touched on the inside? If it's just a damn Elmo doll that would constantly touch you.
No, fuck no.
And it had like a toothpaste dispenser or whatever the hell, and it was like he was like coming on your toothbrush.
Wow.
She was hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't even see that.
And then people lined up outside the mall and shit like, Elmo.
They want an Elmo. Really?
Yeah, they're just crazy. Show you how fucking ridiculous it is for people to go wild over Black Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're going like, oh my God, people died here. And it was the first 30 people inside the mall get 80% off of everything.
but listen, they probably got the fucking Don't Touch Me Elmo fucking for free.
Not everybody wanted that, though. That was put out to compete with, like, you know, the Xbox One and, you know, PS4 and shit.
Wow. They really put that out to compete with that shit? What the fuck?
Man, it's a fucking cartoon, man.
I'm just saying, man, come on. Like, man, if they actually did that in real life, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. People were weird. But so, they released the PS4, and this week they're going to release the Xbox One.
Yeah, I know.
I thought at least one of them would come out next month.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you think it'd be smarter to do it that way, not release them in the same fucking month.
It's like a week apart.
Exactly.
I didn't realize they were doing that. I swear the paper said one comes out this month and then the next in December. But, nope. I like how people are posting, I need more friends on PS4. Nigga, don't you know we too broke to buy one? You ain't got no friends on your PS4. Aw, poor you. Sorry I ain't got $600 to go buy this shit.
And that makes you wonder, though. Like you fucking take it, like, your people that you have for fucking PS3 and put them on your fucking PS4 fucking friend list?
I'm sure if they have the same name. Wouldn't you have to make a new name?
No, I don't think so.
Or is it still the PlayStation Network thing?
I believe it's still the PlayStation Network.
Well, then, yeah, I guess you can add those people in.
But it makes you wonder, like, if you get, like, WWE 2K14 for that shit, can, like, you still play with other people, you know, that are on your list or not?
I don't think they're going to have 2K14 for PS4.
I think they are.
Because it's already out, man. Came out before the PS4.
Final just to be on the safe side.
Unless at a later time they put it out.
2K14. So. Yeah, no, never mind. I think you're probably right about that then.
See, we're going to wait until the next wrestling game to put it out on that.
Yeah, because I think my mom might be giving me a PS4 for Christmas.
What the hell did Cartman say about pre-ordering or whatever? Because they said that you could pre-order Metal Gear Solid 5 or some shit. And then he was like, pre-ordered man's like sucking the people's dicks or whatever in California or some shit that still haven't finished making the game yet. Which is kind of true, man. Like, pre-order bullshit.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And on top of that, you end up paying more than if you were just to buy it when it comes out.
Yeah. List of game. What's up, folks?
What's wrong with you?
All right, okay, I'm looking at the see if it's PS4 is fucking backwards compatible or not, but not really. So it's whatever that fucking word is again. I ain't saying it again.
Capability.
So yeah. So Sony has confirmed that the PlayStation 4 will not natively support PlayStation 3 games, while the company has yet to also rule out locally hosted emulation of some previous generations of game systems. The company has detailed plans to explore cloud-based emulation of previous generations as a long-term solution to the challenges of backwards capabilities. Sony is also planning to launch a cloud-based streaming service through Gaikai, or the fuck that is, a Gaikai, or Gaikai, whatever.
Gaikai.
A company acquired by Sony in July 2012, the service will emulate and render previous generations of PlayStation games, streaming them to the PS4 and the Vita over the internet.
So that's a no. That's some bullshit, though. All these fucking games for each one of these PlayStations, you can't even fucking play on the newer systems. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
What about Xbox? Are you able to play, like, other Xboxes? Games on newer Xbox things?
I don't know.
Like, able to do that?
I don't even know. I never owned a Xbox.
The best person to ask is a person that we don't want to talk, that we don't want to ask or talk to ever again.
Why don't you just look it up like you just looked that up?
I can do that in 1 second. Hey, look, Doom 4.
Wonderful.
Tekken X Street Fighter.
I played that. It's not that great.
Tekken Revolution, Resident Evil 7.
7? Jeez.
Yep. Well, on a good note, they got the Tomb Raider coming out. Well, Tomb Raider sequel coming out for PS3.
I don't fucking care. I don't like that game.
Let's see what else they have. What kind of games they have for this so far?
I didn't even like that game when it was just PlayStation.
I only preferred the movie anyways, just because of the fact, you know, Angelina Jolie looks sexy in that one.
I mean, even that put me to sleep. Yeah. Where's little white girlfriend, cuz?
You have a little white girlfriend, cuz?
I thought they just sit on the show right here. So where's your little white girlfriend, cuz?
Ah.
All right, Xbox One.
Jeez, don't fall asleep before you get there.
Well, it is Xbox. So I can't make any guarantees.
I mean, you're fucking yawning.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. I work tonight. I work in the morning.
Man, you yawn all the fucking time like that, motherfucker. Give me that shit.
operating system. Let's see. No, no. Fuck you, no. Fuck you. No.
None of these gaming systems you can. Wow, that's wonderful.
Xbox One will not have native backwards. I'm pronouncing that word. I'm too tired for that. But the original Xbox or Xbox 360.
So the answer we're looking for is no.
That is a definite no.
All right, there you go.
Up and away.
Yeah, for some reason my sister wants a Nintendo DS.
Tell her she's gay.
Well, she does like gay things.
But the funny thing is, the original, like the Xbox 360, is backwards compatible.
That's what I was asking, and you just said no.
Well, no, the Xbox 360 is, but the Xbox One is not.
See, that man at Xbox allowed you to do some shit that PlayStation should let you do. What the fuck?
Oh. This is right here, backward compatibility, 478 original Xbox games, requires hard drive and the latest update.
And PlayStation says, fuck you.
Exactly. And I think it's funny because wasn't like Xbox, like the PS2 was backwards compatible.
Yeah.
I mean, parts of the PS3 was backwards compatible a little bit too.
Say parts of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute, what the fuck? Alright, these motherfuckers need to get their shit straight. Because apparently I don't know if you can do it with this one, but the one we have now. But apparently, you could do like PlayStation games on the fucking PS3, but like and then PlayStation 2 games, yeah, they have like a 20 gigabyte, 60 gigabyte, and some 80 gigabyte models. And then they change that all up.
Let's see.
Technical specifications. Deep year bug. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. No, no, no. Wait. Nope.
Well.
I think we should go up one more track since we got 7 minutes left.
May as well.
Let's go with randomness.
You always play the same songs.
Oh, I don't want to play Vacuum.
What? What the fuck is Vacuum?
I'm so glad you asked.
Come on.
My crib is fucking dark, yet it turned off the power. Not a lot of food left in the pantry, just 2 cans of corn chowder. Way too quiet up in this bitch, now the neighbors seem even louder. I'm out of powder for the washer, and the milk is turning sour. Today's a feeling like a hero, all long gone, I'm just a doubter. Dreams of the land of milk and honey have just withered like a flower. Got this 10 lined up, but no cash to take her out. This chick real, she knows what she wants, so no chance to fake her out. Credit score just sucks. Fucked up.
down the drain. Twirling down, but it's bound to come up, cause right now all I'm flushing down is change, and the rap game's clogged up all the same. I'm hungry, not from the munchies, looking to my pocket, but there's no money. All I got's a blunt wrapped up like a mummy. Maybe I can flip this, maybe I should smoke to forget this fact that I'm broken. I'm rolling down the road with a hole in my shoe, leaving my socks so. Hope for a better day and work to make one. Put money in the bank, but I owe for withdrawal fees, so I never really see the green. The grass on my side is covered in dead leaves, deceased, and the problems just seem to increase. More money, more problems, try having the least. Just close on your back and a bench to sleep. No hope on this journey, you're lost to see. But you're not alone, cause you have sleep. As soon as we hit land, we're having a feast. Escape from the quicksand, pulling at my feet. Gotta cut off the ball and chain and be free. Jump off the hamster wheel and get cheese. From Cali all the way to Germany. Bum sleeping in the alley, poverty runs rampant while mansions sit vacant. With fat cats out on vacation, we got gangsters shooting up each other over Dayton's. This is blatant, unbalanced foundation. Crumbling and breaking, stomach aching, kill the craving. But
my pockets on vacuum, feels like a black hole. Like money down the toilet, clock crap bowl. No food on the table, shoes with half soles. Trying to laugh it off, but it's just a bad joke. My pockets on vacuum, feels like a black hole. Like money down the toilet, clock crap bowl. No food on the table, shoes with half soles. Trying to laugh it off, but it's just a bad joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Dizzy Wright. Yo,
nigga gotta find this dough. I got a feeling really willing to do some shit I never really did before.
Like what?
Niggas out here grinding, I'm moving in silence, but it's moving slow. Can't be broke, but it's all I know.
No,
get on your job, you good as you grow. My nigga to come up is running in homes. Negative thoughts in my face.
My face.
I know it ain't safe, but it's hard to relate. When you gon' need food on the table and food on your plate.
That's real.
Nigga, life ain't great, but my soul so limitless. I look like this, but I'm innocent. Aggravated, but I'm glad, and it's rad that my ass can make it through shit like this. So envious, live life and learn.
Right.
Burn down with the herb in it,
right.
I ain't concerned with it. Gotta get it, if it's written then I'm killing it. Acting so niggerish,
how you ain't feeling it?
Pitiful living, my world is so hideous. Spinning in X's a cigarette,
nah.
I'm delirious, sleeping and tired of getting it. How I'm gon' quit if I'm in the shit?
True.
Little to work with, bound to be nervous. Ducking and dodging the cops. Working the service, all for a purpose. Nigga, this all that I got.
True.
I swear my pockets is on vacuum. If I want it, then I'm at you. I'ma ask you, jump bad till it get bad for you.
My pockets on vacuum, feels like a black hole. Like money down the toilet, clock crap bowl. No food on the table, shoes with half soles. Trying to laugh it off, but it's just a bad joke. My pockets on vacuum, feels like a black hole. Like money down the toilet, clock crap bowl. No food on the table, shoes with half soles. Trying to laugh it off, but it's just a bad joke.
And we're back.
The fuck was that?
That was a part of that mixtape that Straightjacket put out.
Oh, must have missed that song. The fuck was Dizzy Wright doing on her?
I don't know.
That dude rolls with Hobson.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's doing up on there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go to see the minute showing.
No.
And then we'll be back tomorrow night. Or later tonight, or whatever.